This is Jay Clemens, lead fantasy writer of Bleacher Report, and welcome to today's fantasy update. It's not too late for fantasy owners to make a reasonable trade play for starting pitchers Yu Darvish and Johan Santana, but the door is closing on both opportunities rather quickly. On Tuesday, the high-profile arms combined for 21 strikeouts and led their respective teams to crucial victories. In just a four-hour span, both pitchers took significant steps forward in the fantasy realm by simply living up to sky-high expectations, a testament to being injury-free and comfortable with their surroundings. Facing the Marlins, Santana fanned 11 hitters in 6 2/3 innings while allowing only one run, two walks, and three hits. Of equal importance, it was Santana's longest start of the season, and it occurred on a night when temperatures in New York City were brisk at best. Santana's fantasy upgrade comes on a per-start basis, though. In head-to-head leagues, where he might have no more than 5 2-start weeks all year, there's no reason to bump Johan into the top 40 or go all in on a blockbuster trade. Bottom line, if you dump Santana tomorrow, don't expect him to be available 4 days from now. He's the ideal number 4 or 5 starter in mixed leagues. Darvish's monumental step came against a vaunted Yankees lineup. He registered 10 strikeouts in 8 2/3 scoreless innings. It was the first time where Darvish didn't surrender 4 walks, and it was also the first outing Yu took on the traits of a fantasy ace, bridging the gap between himself and closer Joe Nathan with no bullpen help. Before Tuesday night, fantasy GMs might have acquired Darvish or Santana for 70, 80 cents on the trade dollar. But now it'll take some creativity to pull off a move that bolsters a pitching staff but doesn't devalue the hitting core. For more information on how to land Santana or Darvish via trade, check out the fantasy blog at bleacherreport.com or hit me on Twitter at ATL_JClemens.